emerging from the depths to a triumphant round of applause. It's my brother, me, and invite you for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy. Ooh. They probably applauded, like, a lot when those miners got out.
Yeah, I'm not sure you guys quite stack up to that.
If you're in that audience, how do you know, like, when to stop applauding? Like,
do you think by, like, the 33rd one? Wait, okay. How many were there?
That's an excellent question, Griffin. Because there is, like, there is a moment where everybody's, like, losing it, right? Because they're like, oh, my
God. The first guy is like, yes.
And then probably about minor 20, they're like, okay.
But then, like, 21 comes up holding a puppy, and you're like, yeah!
And then 29 is like, I think we're almost done. Guys, let's bring this one home. But then after they were all out, there had to be a moment at the end of the cheer.
How about one for everybody?
Yeah, how about for us? We got some snacks where they were like, well, I guess bye. I guess go.
Now do something else.
Like, honestly, I mean, you're still minors. You got to go back to work in the mines. Like, you don't have another.
See you tomorrow,
I guess. Not this
one.
I'm
glad that we're still milking the miners, Beth.
Yeah.
And the miners.
I am already the most sweaty.
That's it. Comedy ain't easy.
I love Washington, D.C. I love it. I love being in the D.C. anytime I get a chance.
All this government.
Anytime I get to visit the D.C., I'm psyched about it. You guys have an invisible barrier of just a rich, invisible fog of humidity that exists here. It's like at this off the sea level, and it's just perfectly my underwear height. And now I'm sitting, it's face height.
Are you talking about your foggy bottoms?
I'm talking, yeah.
It's a local reference. I saw it on one of the subway platforms this morning.
I'm saying, it's something of a comfort to me because, like, I watch TV and I see politicians on TV and I think, oh, they're so powerful. I see, like, Mitch McConnell up there, like, women shouldn't have library cards. And it's like, and like, everybody's losing their minds, like, yeah.
Love it.
But then, like, he walks off stage and he's like, my gooch is ruined. Like, I know as soon as they go in the back room, it's like, you're not so powerful anymore because you're like, oh, my grundle is soupy like crazy.
I need so much baby powder.
Kevin Spacey, like, walks off the set and he's like, Cleo, that was great work. My whole goose is souped. It's so bad.
Bring me some more of my acting trunks.
That sounds like Morgan Freeman pretending to be Kevin Spacey.
And I don't know. Well, can Kevin Spacey pretend to be? I don't know why he's still in character when he's not playing Frank Drebin or whatever.
Because he is a method.
He's method.
He is method, Justin. Whether he's hot or not, he has got a soupy goose, and that is just true. Shall we talk more about Kevin Spacey's taint?
Before we get into the questions, and we got a lot of fun stuff planned for you. This is the usual stuff, but it'll be fun. We were leaving.
Did we say our names?
Yeah, we did that part.
We did that part. Who? This is still the charming intro that everybody likes before the questions.
Okay.
We were leaving a restaurant last night after eating dinner.
I was not here for this, and I still do not think it happened.
Travis has photographic evidence. We're leaving a place called Asia 54. I don't know if you've been, but highly recommended. Pretty good.
It's great.
It was great. We saw Rob Reiner. Not there. But
not there. At our hotel. 98.5%
Rob Reiner. Anyway.
Hold on. It was either 100% Rob Reiner or 0% Rob Reiner. It was not one of his failed clones. Okay. It was not Claude Reiner.
You mean Carl Reiner?
Carl Reiner is his dad.
Okay. Nobody's quite sure.
So we're leaving the
restaurant. A lot of clones have the Jack disease.
we're leaving the restaurant, and as we are leaving, this guy jumps in front of us and says, be careful, there's a raccoon in this tree. Now, I may be from West Virginia, but I've been to a big city before. I know how this ends, pal. this ends with you trying to hit me up for cash, right? So I'm like, okay. So I walk past him. I look up.
He is
up.
Not exaggerating, by the way. That is literally how he reacted to that.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Sure, pal. Walk past. There's a fucking raccoon in the tree.
And before we continue on with this, you need to understand, I want to paint a picture for you.
There's not much more.
But this raccoon looked terrified.
Terrified.
This was not a taunting villain of a raccoon. This looked, if you had told me that raccoon was 9 months old, I'd believe you.
The man sounds like the aggressor in this
situation.
Well,
now here's the thing. We got more info as we stood there dumbstruck. He said, this raccoon was chasing me down the street. And then he... this raccoon was chasing me down the street. And then he ran up this tree. So now I'm waiting for him to come down.
To exact your revenge?
Then he stands.
We gotta settle this.
And then he looks at the tree and says, get down here, raccoon! I don't know what, like, I do not know what, like, if he was drawing this on a whiteboard, the plan, you know, like, I don't know what.
Step one, yell at raccoon. Step two, raccoon come down. Step three, Step four, vengeance.
Vengeance. Yeah, you get your sweet vengeance. I don't know.
And that man was Vice President Joe Biden. You forgot to mention.
Are you here? Uncle Joe?
Uncle Joe, Jamaica?
We literally put him on the comp list.
We put him on the comp list? Oh, wait. Joe?
He didn't make it.
He could come in halfway.
Our show, it's not too late. We'll check in at the end.
Yeah.
What our show is, we'll turn questions alchemy like into wisdom. And here's our first one.
Who here? Is this your first experience with my brother, and me? I see a hand.
Okay, all right.
Whoa! Shit. Big Schmanners fans?
we answer questions. It's fine. You'll
we
see.
Do we do our best.
We try.
Dude. God damn it, we try.
We try.
Po buddy's nerfed.
It's funny every time.
My younger brother has recently decided in his adulthood to begin going by his middle name. While I have no problem with this choice in his personal and professional life, I am torn as to how I should now address him. He insists that he does not care one way or the other. Should I continue to use his first name or attempt to break 29 years of conditioning to use the new moniker? That's from Doubtful Designator in D.C.
That would be... Are you here?
Wait, you here?
Wait, hold on.
There's like six
hold
people on, like, yeah, my brother!
Like eight different people were like, yeah! How many of y'all got younger brothers who just changed their name? Is this rampant?
Okay, I need everybody to be quiet because I don't want to muddy the result. I need to know the first name and the middle name. His name. Okay.
And what's the... Wait, I was about to ask last name. I might incriminate him.
It was David Lee, but... Oh, shit, yeah, that's a good... Yeah. Can I ask the last name? I didn't hear that, but it wasn't Roth, so we're fine.
Okay. Woo! I'm glad that you went where I went, by the way.
That would be... Okay.
My little brother, David Lee Roth.
Okay. Names aside, it would be crazy if I was like, hey, guys, what's up? How was your Christmas? Cool. I'm Bryce now.
Wait, okay.
Bryce is not my middle name. It would be Andrew. But that would be weird. Hey, guys, Andy here. Here comes Andy. The babyest brother.
Okay, this is, once again, this is
the babyest brother, Drew.
This is the benefit of having the question asker in the room that we don't get. Once again, just the question asker. Yes or no question. Was this done because they felt they needed, like, a business name? Or was this, like, I need a change of pace?
And also, what business is good for Lee?
And not for David.
You don't want a flashy name like David?
Good for Lee's.
We may not get the answer.
Just say business or personal.
All right.
Okay.
I get that.
He said personal.
Got it.
There's the day. He wakes up. He goes to the shower and he brushes his teeth. He looks in the mirror and he's like, oh, hello, Lee? I guess.
What was that?
That joke was funny for the last half of the audience. Wait, what was it?
Say it again. coward.
Oh, you didn't explain.
That's the last time anybody's yelling anything, by the way. This is not that kind of show.
Yeah, this ain't a back and forth.
It's not back and forth. It's kind of a conduit.
Do you guys want a Yahoo answer from the Yahoo Answers service?
Sure. Yeah.
Wait.
Okay, do you hear that, Yahoo?
Okay, wait. I'm cool with moving on. Super quick. We should have at least a sentence fragment that could qualify technically as an answer possible.
Call him whatever.
Yeah, call him whatever. People.
The fact that you're still thinking about this when he said it doesn't matter is crazy to me. Get more life things in your life to worry about.
You need bigger problems.
Okay. This is a big problem. If you were like, I'm Patrick now, that would take me a year and a half.
I would never do that. Travis is an amazing
But
name.
He said he doesn't care. He doesn't care if you. Yeah. He does not.
He doesn't care. He's David at home. He's Lee about.
A David in the streets and a Lee in the sheets.
It works. It works.
I had to think through that to make sure that was the idiom. Is that even an idiom? Does that qualify? Okay. I got a Yahoo
here. I
believe
that was in Poor Richard's Old Man.
Yeah. David to bed, Lee to rise. Julie Martin sent in this Yahoo. Thank you, Julie. It's by Yahoo Answers user Parley Wilkinson, who asks. Okay.
Parley? Are you here?
You know what? Could be Parley. You know what it is? I fucked up. Nobody's nervous. Okay, law question. This Yahoo Answers user asks, law question? And the law question is, hi guys, I'm a juggalo. So I can assume y'all down with the clown.
I love that cocky drink, by the way. I just said the word juggalo. It's gonna be a while.
Hi guys, I'm a juggalo. I have a Hatchet Man screensaver for my phone. Hey, that's weird. Phones kinda don't have screensavers. I've got Dilbert's desktop games on my phone for when I leave it on too long without interacting with my phone.
I got this thing where I don't use my phone and Yoda flips out and he's like, use your phone, you must.
There's a crazy maze, and some pipes come out and make weird shapes. It says Derek's phone in 3D block letters, and they wiggle back and forth. I have a Hatchet Man screensaver for my phone. My text notification is whoop whoop, which is what we say when we see another juggalo. I think I said it wrong.
Oh, wait, hold on. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, the fire marshal will shut this building the fuck down if we all start doing juggalo mating calls. My friend, who is not a juggalo, says that if cops pull us over, they can have probable cause to search me if they see my screensaver or hear my notification. Is this true? Thank you for your help, guys. I really appreciate it. Smiley face. I love this, like, all right, kids, I'm gonna let you guys go with a warning this time, but make sure in the future...
Whoop, whoop.
Please step out of the vehicle.
No, the other side of that is whoop whoop indeed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Carry along.
I go for Fago, you know. don't secret handshake. That they have. I don't know their secret handshake.
I think the answer is definitely yes. Like if I was a cop and like I saw if I saw some of this iconography, I would be like, I think I'd like to see what's inside your car, maybe.
This is a reasonable search and seizure, because I really would like to see what's in there.
Maybe they just want to see what it's like from their point of view. Like, I just want to live in your shoes for a minute.
How's it going?
It's like a hieroglyphic, the Hatchet Man is, but it translates to roughly, I love drugs and murder.
And murder drugs.
I love murder drugs. Drugs that get me, like, crazy to murder. I think I'd like to... Do you mind if I just... I'm just going to poke around.
in your car to see how things are going in there.
What I love about this is the other side of this is that there's definitely an orientation day where some chief of police sits people down and goes, if you see this hatchet man, you will ask to search the car. If they say whoop whoop in any form or fashion, we don't know the pronunciation, you will ask to see their trunk.
Now, if it's just a bumper sticker with Sideshow Bob in it, you fucked up. You'll lose your badge for that shit. Whoop whoop! How about another question, Justin?
Yeah, hold on.
Activate the iPad. Uh-oh, lock screen. Should have turned that off.
He had a screensaver up.
Our friend believes she has a life-threatening nut allergy, but has never been tested. Everywhere she goes, she refuses to eat anything that may have any type of nut in it. However, all of her friends think it's just in her head. How do we get her tested so we think we all know for sure if she's allergic or not?
Jesus.
That's from Going Nuts, Rashauna and Gabby.
Hold on. Y'all hear?
Whoop whoop.
What is your day-to-day relationship with this friend where you're like, hey, eat this nut, and they're like, no, and you're like, I'll get you. One of these days. She doesn't want to eat nuts. It's cool. It's
yeah, okay. Like, your options are get her to eat a nut or, like, put her in a big bag and, like, carry her to the hospital where they do the nut test. Like, that's it.
I'm gonna lean away from the get her to eat a nut one.
I'm gonna lean away from the big bag one. They're both shitty.
Like one of these days you're gonna keep pushing it and pushing it, and she's just gonna say, "God damn it, I don't like nuts." Okay, and that's shorter to just say I'm allergic, because then I don't know, because then everybody's gonna be like, "What about macadamia?" Yeah, I don't like those either. I don't like any nuts.
I don't like the concept of nuts.
I don't like any nuts.
I'm not a fan.
I don't like nuts.
Nut allergies are no joke.
Well,
they're not. They're super not. Unless I think maybe it's fake, and then I think we can make jokes out of it. But maybe it's not fake.
If you don't want us to make jokes about it, get the test.
That's the thing.
Then we owe you an apology.
What is your friend basing it off of, if not a test? Of just like, I look at a nut and I just get a bad feeling.
Okay, but flip side, what's everybody else basing it off of where they're like, I saw her eat a Snickers one time. I would swear, so rapper was gone.
She said it was
away.
A Milky Way? I don't believe it.
She threw the wrapper away. She's just eating a big log and I saw Snickers
nuts in
there.
It could have been a mound. But I'm pretty sure it was an Almond Joy.
Is your friend here? Oh shit.
Fuck.
Hey. Hey.
I'm
you gotta
on your
put
side
that
now.
In the shit.
Hey, let's
wait,
have it.
Oh, wait, did you just call us here for nut allergy intervention? We love you so much, Debbie. Eat a fucking peanut.
Hey, but listen. Go ahead and eat a nut.
No, don't.
No, wait. We're on a high energy show here. And there's probably nuts in the lobby. And I don't know.
Tonight's the night.
Time to dance with
don't
the nut.
Don't eat that nut. I've decided now I side with
you. Don't eat that nut. It's 2-1. Okay. Majority rules.
Don't eat that nut.
I can't go to jail. Don't eat the nut.
He's too pretty to go to jail.
Let's talk about email composition to a podcast show where you're talking about your friend's imaginary nut allergy.
Potentially imaginary.
Because the phrase, who will also be in attendance, would be fucking rad.
Sadly absent.
It's too late. For this one.
But next time.
But if
next
you're like,
time you're going to do a comedy advice podcast.
Let future generations learn.
If you're coming to New York tomorrow and you're like, this guy does, he's not gluten intolerant. He'll be there though. Put that second part in. Because like the material party with the most information here is a person who thinks they'll eat a nut and die. They probably know more about this situation than you do.
So sorry. Dude, we're doing our best up here, okay?
as long as we're sharing things. So we're recording here live at the we're recording live at the Lincoln Theater here in Washington, D.C. And it's been
all right,
amazing.
R.I.P.
What?
R.I.P.
Somebody
one of our Lyft drivers, and it wasn't ours. Ours was cool. Ours
was it Dwight's? Dwight, you're a Lyft driver. Hey, everybody, it's my friend Dwight Slappy. Sitting exactly where Lincoln was sitting.
Yeah.
Co-host of Things I Watch Sheets. Dwight, real quick, when you told your Lyft driver you want to go to the Lincoln Theater, what did your Lyft driver say?
He said, oh, the place he was shot.
It's like, no.
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 He was not shot here,
no, not shot here.
That would have been ironic, I think.
I think that would be ironic.
Oh, man, in my own dang theater, beans.
I just finished building it.
I just built it.
Our Lyft driver, we're telling Lyft driver stories now to keep Travis from telling his fucking sad lib.
I will.
Our Lyft driver was awesome. He was so, so great. But at some point, him and Travis got in this, like, really deep conversation about, like, homeless populations in urban centers. And it was like, no, it was great. It was, you know, it was cool.
It wasn't like I was trying to bring it up, and he was going, I don't know.
No, it was like we were all having a really nice conversation. One thing, though, his GPS, the voice for his GPS, it was T-Pain. So Travis would be like, oh, man, Skid Row, like, it was horrible. Like, there's just no respect for...
Okay!
Turn left is 0.5 miles. I wish every time that happened, Travis was like, ha-ha. But then the dude would have been like, they would just go into the woods and get a... Turn left, and Travis was like, ha-ha-ha-ha, yeah!
It was hilarious,
It
though.
Was bad... It was a bad juxtaposition. Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to our Washington, D.C. live episode. And thank you, Washington, D.C., for coming out and making us feel... Just so wet and wild.
And thank you, Vice President Joe Biden, for standing back in the shadows. And
Vice President Joe Biden, I appreciate the fact that you realized this was our night, not your night. And if you'd like made some big grand triumphant entrance, then you would have overshadowed us with your giant shadow.
It would have become your night as you recorded your podcast, Cup of Joe.
We're going to get through the money zone here very fast because I'm sick as fuck. Y'all got me sick. Way to go. I'm just kidding. It probably wasn't you. It was probably, you know, sky germs up in the airplane time.
And also you were licking the subway in New York.
I was licking the poles, but that's how I do it. Also,
that's just your life.
Justin's just not fucking here. I don't even know where that
Justin,
is.
I believe is talking to the mayor of Huntington,
Why?
West Virginia. Well, as we announced at our New York show... We're doing a show with CISO TV.
Yes.
And we're going to be filming it in Huntington. So I assume Justin waits to talk to the mayor about that.
Just give him a heads up. Like, there's going to be some camera crews. It's going to get fucking crazy in here. Yeah. I guess this is our formal announcement on the podcast proper. We're doing a TV show with CISO, which is a new streaming app with comedy content on it. And they're going to let us do a show for them. It's going to be coming out next year, and it's going to be in Huntington, West Virginia, and we're super excited about it.
Go check it out. Check out CISO now, and our show will be coming soon. S-E-E-S-O. Let's get to the paid advertisement. So I want to tell you about Trunk Club. I had a Trunk Club experience here in L.A. They have a little bit of a brick and mortar, like you can actually go in and try stuff on, and I think there's a couple of those throughout the country. And here's the thing. Nobody on earth... knows how to dress themselves. I mean,
Not if you've got a crazy body like Travis.
Right. I've got juts and angles and knees I don't even know about. But the people at Trunk Club, they not only know what to dress. Okay, I literally walked in and said, I like work at home and sometimes I do live shows and like I go and like meet people at stuff. And I do a lot of coffee things, and sometimes I record on other people's podcasts. And Brooke was like, okay, cool. Here's like 8 outfits that are all perfect for what you just described. And damn it, they were. Like shoes to socks to belts to shirts to pants. Like every step of the way, they were perfect.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to trunkclub.com/mybrother, and then you're going to type in your measurements. You're going to talk about what you like, what you dislike. And you'll get matched up with your own personal stylist. They're going to pick you out some clothes that's going to look fresh as hell. It's not just like, you're not just online shopping. This stylist is going to figure out like what's going to look good on you. And if you live in Dallas, New York, LA, Chicago, or DC, you can stop by a Trunk Club clubhouse and work with that stylist in person for free.
And if you don't, what they're going to do is they're going to ship you, the reason it's called Trunk Club, they ship you a trunk of clothes, you try on the clothes, you keep what you like, you send back what you don't, and you only pay for what you keep.
That's a great, it's a great little thing. You can get started today, go to trunkclub.com/mybrother, again, trunkclub.com/mybrother, and start getting your loadout looking so sharp, so right, so tight, so wet, so wild.
I want to also tell you about Warby Parker. No one on earth knows how to put glasses on their face. That's just a fact. Where do they even go? What do they hook onto? Up your nose? No, stupid. Be careful.
I tried it. I poked both my damn eyes out. Damn it.
Well, now you need super glasses.
With the eyes built into it, yeah.
With the eyes built into it, and then maybe they spring out a little bit. But here's the thing, you guys. Warby Parker glasses, not only are they amazing, but you can get contemporary prescription glasses, not just like your fakey hipster glasses, starting at just $95, and prescription sunglasses at $175. You go to, like, your lens crafters or something, it's going to cost you $8,000. It's going to cost you so many dollars. But now at Warby Parker, under $100 for prescription glasses.
Also, they do a similar thing in Trunk Club. You get sent 5 pairs of glasses shipped directly to you for free. Try them all on, get a feel for them, and then get some feedback from your buds. You get 5 pairs for 5 days, and then you mail back to Warby Parker what you don't want. Keep what you do want.
So just go to warbyparker.com/mybrother, all one word. Start your risk-free try-on experience today. Don't wait. warbyparker.com/mybrother.
Got a personal message here. If you want to get a message on the show, go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron. You can find out all the details on how to get up there. This message is for Jeff, Justin, and Brian, and it's from Matt, who says, "To Bri, Jus, and Jeff, my brothers three, what better way to mark the sick fact that you were all born on the same week than with a paid shout-out on your favorite podcast? Love, your unbirthday brother, Matt." Matt, I know what that's like, dude.
Do you think that these are, like, literal, like, relative brothers that
they just
all,
like,
have birthdays spread out throughout across years, of course, but all in the same week?
I think this may be, like, how me and Joe Biden are brothers.
Uh-huh.
Like, if I ever saw him, I'd just, like, yell, "My brother!" And he'd be like, "Oh, brother!" And then
I guess it's also possible that it's triplets, and one was born on, like, 11:58 p.m. on Monday.
There's a lot of different possibilities. All I know, Matt, I know how hard it is to be lost, left out in the cold. Every November 8th rolls around, and I just cry into my pillow. I just cry and scream. So hang in there, but to the rest of you boys, happy birthday, and
holy
congratulations.
Shit.
What?
This next message is for the Brothers McElroy.
Yeah, that's us.
From Rick Swanson. "Brothers, you are amazing. You brought me countless hours of entertainment, so I wanted to give a little something back. I came to the 2015 Candlelight Show, but didn't get the chance to talk to you. Talk to you at the Lantern as you were tied up with other fans.
Sorry.
If you remember a 40-ish guy staring awkwardly at you, that was me." I do! Noodle up, you unfunny fucks. Hey, Rick, I want you to know what you don't realize, or maybe you do, is that this is doubly nice because, one, you sent us a nice message, and two, you paid us to read a nice message to ourselves.
Yeah, I'll do that any day of the week.
Next time, Rick, come up and say something.
Yeah. Well, I also get it because the post-Candlelight's after parties are a just fucking, like, mosh pit. It gets wet.
I could also probably say that nicer. Come up and say something.
Yeah, come up and say something.
Ever see us out and about or, like, after a show or something, every so often someone will say, like, "But I was too nervous to say so." We're just, like, three schlubby dudes.
Yeah,
you
just
need to
holler.
Come up and say hi.
Just holler. Let's get back to the show. There's a lot more show to get into. Next week, there will be the New York City live show. There's some fun-ass stuff that happened. Oh, we should mention, because I think I left in a little bit of the build-up to it. There was a sad lib here. We contractually had to leave a bit of the episode out, and that was the bit that we all decided to leave out because it fucking sucks every time.
Because it was just too good. Humanity wasn't ready for it.
So you didn't miss much, and here's the rest of the episode. See you next week, and talk to you later, and love you. Bye.
Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Yes.
Okay. This one was sent in by Level 9000 Yon Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew Davenport.
Drew, make it out to this one? Drew, you here? No.
The fuck?
Did Drew call ahead and tell you to say no? If they ask.
This one is, oh fuck, kind of giving it away a little bit in the username, because the username is Equus Princess.
Welcome to Pony Corner, everybody.
Welcome back to Pony Corner. Equus Princess asks, have you ever given up on a horse? Why? What was this horse like? It was a real piece of shit. We talk so much about horses are great and beautiful, perfect, flawless, everything. Sometimes they're not, though.
Well, yeah. Hold on. That might be that you're not good enough for them.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Possible, yeah.
Not every human being deserves a horse.
But even that, even if you have somebody in your life that you try to live up to, some days you just can't. Sometimes you have to look up and say, hey, Bryce, today, I can't.
I can't with you anymore today, Bryce.
I can't with you today, Derek.
Derek?
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 Wait, are you going by your first name
or
your middle name?
He changed it to the horse's middle name.
Yeah, the horse is Bryce Derek Horse.
Derek, are you finally...
Bryce Derek Horsington III.
Derek, it's been a year and a half. Are you finally going to eat oats for my hand? God, Derek, damn it, no! After Derek... all this time, Derek, I give up on you.
Derek, today was supposed to be about my son, not about you. Damn it, Derek.
You broke into my son's birthday party, and you trampled over all the guests, Derek. I'm out. You're out. You're done. I give up on you.
Can't I wash my hands of you, Derek? And I do wash my hands after we spend time together, because who knows what's in there.
You're
in horses, just horses' manes and bugs.
How do you, I know how you mentally and emotionally,
wait, how
give up on a horse?
Tell me how, Griffin.
You just get fucking like you just can't with you anymore, Derek. I don't know how you physically give up on a horse. Because it's not like you can just, like, load them in the car and then drive them into the woods and then, like, let them out and be like, bye, Derek, idiot. Because the horse will chase you and they're going to be just as fast.
Where does one take a horse to say the phrase, he's your problem now?
The obvious answer is, of course, the pound. Hey.
That's
hey,
a baller
move. Hey, let me in. I can't with this guy right now. I see you in there. Let me in.
Psst. I'm going to be back in 24 hours. Don't tell him.
I can't stay away.
This Yahoo user, Caitlin Johnson, don't put your real name on Yahoo, said anything is possible if you just believe.
Come on. We're better than that.
This is talking about this horse is a real piece of shit, and this horse is like, oh, fuck this horse, I hated it so much for so long, so much of my life was spent just hating my horse, I'd be lying in bed not moving, just hating, just hating, just hating.
That person is devoting time to hating their horse.
It's like a telltale horse.
If you believe in the horse and yourself, then you can get the job done. So, like, Equus Princess is reading that, being like, all right, I'm going to stick with this thing. And then it takes years and years and years. And, like, this horse is, like, 20 years old. And the horse is, like, dead. It's like, you lied to me. It was shitty the whole time.
I had that horse and not other horses for so many years.
For so long.
I bet after that point, that like after a certain amount of time, your expectations for what is not shittiness from a horse really drop, and you're like, didn't buy me today, best friends.
Yeah, good horse today.
I think I would give up on a horse pretty quick, which isn't good. I'm just saying my expectations are so very high.
Yeah.
But the second they like, I don't want to eat oats from your hand, you're done then.
You're done.
What
you're...
the fuck? What the? Why the fuck are we here, Derek, if you're not going to eat oats from my hand?
You were definitely... so expensive.
Yeah.
Griffin, how about you read another Yahoo?
Okay. This one was sent in by...
I want a mud squad!
All right, that wasn't very good. So I'm going to do it again, and you guys really got to give me the squad, like on a hard... Let's try one more time. We'll just edit around this.
What are you doing?
Hey, Griffin, about a... How about one more Yahoo? Not one more. How about another Yahoo?
Yeah, sure.
Yahoo?
How about another Yahoo? Here comes that good Yahoo, everybody. This one was...
No, this is for the edit. You got to do it really good. Like, pretend like you don't know that I'm going to... I got to believe that if I let you go, you would
okay, cool,
actually
cool.
do it.
Yeah, start over.
Okay.
ask me the, give me the fucking prompt.
Hey, I didn't know where we were cutting. Okay. Hey, Griffin. How about another Yahoo? I enjoyed that one.
I'm really excited about this one, Justin. Here it comes, the moment of the show I've been most looking forward to. This Yahoo was sent in.
I want a Mars squad! I want too much! Welcome to everybody's favorite bit.
Do you feel dirty?
Yeah. Here's the thing.
We're going a little bit more. I feel like I need to stay up for this. We're going a little bit more.
I promised the venue none of us would stand.
I love Munchquat so
much.
Didn't
promise the squad.
Yeah. I love Munchquat so much, you know this about me. I am worried that it's still in beta.
Ooh.
We're still beta
testing. Now, it's ready to take out live. Y'all ready for it, right?
Okay.
This time, we're going a little bit more fast casual, opposed to normal fast food. We're taking a trip down. Get your flowers that need planting, because we're going to the Olive Garden.
Your olive flowers.
Get your olive flowers ready to plant. Well, you got to plant something. I don't know. Olive Garden is... Okay, the Munch Squad is a show...
If you haven't listened to the last two episodes,
don't.
That's like...
I want the 98% of people in this room who don't know what the fuck you're talking about to walk out going, they just took this weird detour halfway through. They talk about Olive Garden for 10 minutes? Do they do that? This is my first time.
Olive Garden is doubling its offering of breadstick sandwiches and bringing new twists to an Italian classic. Because after you have breadstick sandwiches, you're like, this is good. I wish there were twice as many to choose from. Because it wasn't already hard enough to choose.
I need you to start from the fucking beginning and explain to me what a bread... Is it just a little... Just a
just the tiniest?
Just a little, like, little guy sandwich pipe that you just fucking hit yourself in the mouth
like
with?
Like Bilbo Baggins, you just smoke it?
No, just like but a tiny...
But hey, check this idea out. Cut it down the middle, put a hot dog in there. You can have that one for free, OG. It's a breadstick sandwich. I think the bread is made of breadstick bread.
Yeah. That's fucking a sandwich you just said.
Breadstick is not a type of bread, but that's cool. Beginning this week, iconic Olive Garden menu items will transform.
This spaghetti's got a fucking face!
This one's turning into a robot! Squish, 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 squish.
It's Parmesan. Chicken Parmesan has evolved into Parmesan Shaniotto.
The menus will transform with new varieties of the legendary breadstick sandwich. Okay.
I've never fucking heard of your shit.
Hold on.
That's not a legend,
OG.
This
isn't Johnny Appleseed or like fucking Paul Bunyan. Gather around, children.
Get this, though.
Hear the tale of the breadstick sandwich.
This is what popped it off, though. Me and my lovely wife saw this in a commercial. They're also offering brand new deep dish spaghetti pies.
What's a thin crust spaghetti pie?
Now, good fair. It looks exactly how you'd think it would, like a big piece of angel fruit cake made out of spaghetti and frosting cheese. So listen.
And frosting cheese?
Last summer, America fell in love with the breadstick sandwiches when they were debuted at Olive Garden restaurants and on food trucks touring the country.
What?
We gotta get this to the people. You can't contain this in an Olive Garden. These breadstick sandwiches and spaghetti pie are too good. So the Olive Garden Never Ending Family Table will cross the nation to give fans the opportunity to gather together and sample the new menu items. Sounds like a cool afternoon. It kicked off in New York City, where I'm sure it did great.
The way you're sitting right now makes it look like you just ate a deep dish spaghetti pie, and you feel like you're gonna fucking die.
I got the quote here, and this is really the, in case you're curious, they're doing a spicy Calabrian chicken breadstick sandwich. And an eggplant parmesan breadstick sandwich. That sounds pretty good. Anyway, here's the quote. And this is what the Munch Squad is really all about. It's about taking the words of the experts who create food and getting their opinions.
It's about scooping up the barf of bad PR and then showing it to you like a proud cat. Look at this PR barf. We got this for you.
Last year, we were thrilled at our guests' enthusiasm for our breadstick sandwiches and look forward to sharing our latest breadstick and spaghetti innovations.
What do you think that word means? I want to break that down bit by bit. We were thrilled.
We've really
by
done
our patrons' enthusiasm. Like,
because what that let me translate that for you. Are you fucking eating it? You weren't supposed to. Oh God, he's liking it.
He's giving it to his kid.
He's giving it to his family. That was a joke.
He's a monster.
You were on punked, and you were scooping it into your maw.
I am horrified. Can I put thrilled? I guess it seems
like a thriller was kind of scary.
Yeah.
Nothing. That was from Jose Duenas, Executive Vice President of Marketing for Olive Garden, unbiased.
He would like it, yeah.
Since nothing brings loved ones together like food, we're excited to help our fans create amazing memories around the table with our never-ending
family. Do you remember when Grandpa died?
Yeah. I'll never forget that time I ate spaghetti pie and how everybody looked. Anyway, that's the Munch Squad.
You used to work at the OG.
Yeah, I was a line chef at the OG for a month. I was supposed to be a dishwasher, and when I went back to get trained, I saw the guy who was the current dishwasher take a ramekin of minestrone and jam it like a shooter. So when they asked him who I was supposed to be working with, I said, the line chefs. And that's how I got hired as the line chef at Olive Garden.
Only the best, most trained hands are going to touch your weird spaghetti pie.
Let's continue this psychosexual tour through the American psyche.
Do you want to do this Yahoo real quick before we get to audience questions? By the way, we do audience questions at the end of the show, and we'll point at you guys when you raise your hands, and you'll come down to the mics. Please, no bummers. Please, no bummers.
And if you're sitting there and you're thinking, I'm not sure if this is a bummer.
It is.
It's a bummer. Can I read this Yahoo by Rachel yes. Rosing? Game Recognized Game, Rachel Rosing. Thank you, Rachel. It's by Yahoo Answers user Simon, who asks, if you had to wear a picture of food on all your clothing forever, what would it be? The obvious answer is
spaghetti
whatever
pie.
A breadstick sandwich or spaghetti pie. Yeah.
Spaghetti pie, sure.
So let's take those off the table and put them in the garbage can where they belong.
Here's the twist that I didn't think about before. Which is, I immediately pictured like t-shirt, right, or shorts. But this is like on your tuxedo, like at your wedding, at your funeral.
It's a piece of outerwear that, it's getting,
all your clothes.
Yeah, it's. I'm a spaghetti pie boy, and you know this about me.
So do you want to convey class in your one food? Do you want to convey like down to earth?
I'm going to count to three, and you say the classiest food you can think of. One, two, three.
Filet
mignon.
Lobster. You guys aren't in the podcast. I mean,
well, you are now. I have to go in and edit that out.
Let's try again.
Because you guys were like, spaghetti! Because you got
SpaghettiOs! Fuck, I blew it. I choked.
What if for the rest of your days, everybody could just know you as Mr. Filet Mignon?
Oh, me?
Mr. Filet Mignon. I'm the Filet Mignon guy. People get weirder names, like the guy who decorates his house every Christmas. You know that guy?
Is that his name?
Like, the guy who, like, does it. You know, he, like, does it. And that becomes his whole thing, like, his whole thing.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
None of that was nothing. Can I get a picture of two strands of cooked spaghetti that form the shape of a Nike check? And just be like, check it out.
On everything?
Yeah,
it would be on everything. It would be like a Nike tuxedo.
Yeah, it would be a Nike Batman costume because it's Halloween. Fuck.
What if you wore a Reebok shirt? Then you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Man, I'm really glad, Griffin, we did this one before going to audience questions.
Have legs. Sometimes they don't got legs. What
hey,
you
who wants to ask a question? You know, maybe that'll
Can
be
Can we get
bit.
Some house lights
Can
up?
Can we get the house lights up now,
House
please.
Lights up?
Okay, so this is the time. We've got two mics down here, so move to whichever one is closest to you.
Well, no. We'll point at you.
Yeah,
we'll just point at you.
Don't just go.
This ain't no TED Talk. I saw this. I see two hands. There was a man who was raising two hands. You. Yes, pointing to yourself now.
Person?
Yes.
Yes, come on down.
I can't see.
We can't see shit. Hello.
Yo.
Yo.
Hey, what's your name?
Chris.
Hi, Chris. Hey, Chris. Is it a... B-
bummer, though.
It's not a bummer.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Chris.
What?
No, go.
Okay, please, what's your fucking query?
Are you waiting for us to ask you something? So, Chris, what food would you have on your clothes all the time?
Yeah, do answer that, though.
Like pesto or something?
That's just a fucking sauce.
Just like a mound of pesto.
You got really. Let me lay it out for you, Chris. What you just said, because you just blew my fucking mind. Because I didn't even think about this. Like, if somebody came to me like, "What food do you want?" I'd be like, "Grain."
Hey, I'm on the spot here. I'm
okay. Go. Right, you've got right, time.
All right. Sorry. So I'm not big ups on like the lore of Mabimam.
Oops.
My bad.
That's okay.
I'm diving back, but
don't go too deep.
So what's the what makes a wet stunt wet?
Okay, so I'll start here in DC.
They all wet.
Yeah. You picked a really bad time to come to DC.
I stepped out of our hotel and I got a lift. And that was a wet fucking stunt. Because the time it took me to get out of the air-conditioned lobby to, like, cell reception zone, there was... The freshness seal had been...
It gets bad really quick.
It does.
So, Chris, picture a stunt.
Okay.
Now picture it dripping wet.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really... Anything in, like...
So there has to be some liquid...
No. Or... I didn't say that. I said picture a stunt.
My bad.
Picture it dripping wet.
Okay.
Don't put words in my mouth. That's not a wet stunt.
Is it?
I do want to ask you, Chris. I don't want to put you on the spot.
Okay.
What do you intend to do with this information?
It's just vexed me for a while.
Like, okay. But you're not, like, going to, like, go fucking, like, hang gliding with some new experimental rig that you've invented and be like, this seems pretty wet!
Hey, I might. I don't know. Okay. But you're not responsible, so don't worry about
it. That's right.
All right, you heard that.
If there's one thing you all take away from this tonight, we're not responsible.
Yeah.
Play the disclaimer. Enjoy your nuts.
Yeah. Did that,
All right. All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank
Does that
you.
Help at all?
Thank you.
No.
It wasn't really an advice question.
Okay, I saw this beardo.
Come on, beard.
Hey there, my name's Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Hello,
my,
Peter.
My Yahoo Answers username is Equus Princess.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay. So how do we
help?
That's
a beautiful, beautiful shirt.
I need him to be removed. What's up? How can we help?
Yeah, so I lived in Philly for a long time, and my...
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Kind of rude.
So my German Shepherd kept finding what appeared to be human bones in our yard.
Whoa, what the fuck?
Let him finish.
Sorry?
I'm saying let him finish. This is really important.
Can you just eat that
mic? You're a tall man. Get in there.
Just eat that mic.
Get in there.
Yeah, so she seemed to be finding what appeared to be human bones that were potentially confirmed by my sister-in-law, who's a doctor. Yeah, it looks like rib bones or something.
And a murderer. No, just kidding.
And then...
And my uncle,
well,
who's
so
a Dexter.
Then we moved to D.C., and it stopped.
Okay.
And then just a few days ago, my wife was home with the dogs, and... the dog found one rib bone, and then was it
a couple hours later, right?
And the next day there was another bone that showed up.
Is your dog killing the people? That's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah,
two
not that
houses?
I can tell.
It doesn't make sense.
Is your dog David fucking Caruso? Like,
well, so here's the
another
one
case.
Thing.
I dig it.
The thing that I'm concerned about is we just got back from Seattle.
Can we get more monitor on us from the crowd mics?
Yeah, we're having a hard time hearing you. I heard you say Seattle.
Yeah, the thing that bothers me is that we just got back from Seattle, my wife and I.
Okay.
And we took a small side trip to Lake Sammamish.
Okay, where's that?
That's where Ted Bundy abducted a bunch
Oops,
of people.
Nope.
And that was at my wife's request.
Okay.
And then the bones started
wait,
showing
up. Wait, hold
on. Again. Okay, so hold the fucking
phone. Is your concern... Wait, is this a cry for help? Do you need to come up here with us?
There's so many parts of this episode that are going to be in, like, a courtroom somewhere.
So am I good?
Yeah, you're great.
Okay.
You're totally... What could possibly happen?
It's going
to
be like...
Okay, I do have a question that I have to have it answered. When you're done with them, do you... throw the human
when
bones...
When you made stock!
When you're done with them, do you just throw the human bones in the garbage?
Well, what would you suggest?
I call the police!
Call the police, yeah, I would call the police. Have them run some tests at the lab. Say that. Say, hey, can you guys run some tests at the lab?
I actually am a scientist. I work for the NIH. So I could probably do that.
All right, all right.
The Nuclear Institute
of Herpetology.
Yeah. Why are you asking us about what to do with the bones and stuff?
Because I gave
man?
You my money and I'm here to ask a question.
That's fair. That's fair.
Come to you and I'm like, I did a Yahoo during a live show about having a picture of food on your clothes and it sucked. What should I do about it? Because I know I just shouldn't do it. But I'm not going to, you know?
I hope we helped.
No, I don't think we did like even close to anything like helping at all.
Why don't you keep all of them until you got a skeleton going? At least like half a skeleton. And then see, maybe it's a person your dog killed.
It'll be like one of those 3D puzzles, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Chris, who does your dog hate? Wait, no. Who did your dog hate? That isn't around anymore. Anybody?
No, I have a friendly dog that takes a life.
Case closed. Case closed.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Let's go farther back.
Further back? Okay.
Further back.
Okay. Wait, no. Way back. No, way back in the middle there. You raise your hand. Stand up. Yes.
Yes.
You.
Nope.
No, wait. All the way back. Come on
down. Yeah. Ba-da-ba. Ba-da-ba. This is a super nice theater. I can, like, see it real good now the lights are up. Good job, Lincoln Theater people. You got it really pretty in here. Hi, what's your name?
Hey, I'm Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hi. It is not a bummer. I just wanted to clarify.
We trusted you. That's what people say when the first half is.
It's not.
Okay.
So I have a painting, and it's not haunted or anything. It's just a painting. But
that
it's
was
a,
my first fuck. Is the
painting getting older?
I have a doll that's also haunted. No, I have a painting. The problem is that it is a painting of me. It was done by my brother-in-law. I know, it's great. It's great to have a painting. I was like 4 years old. This is super cute, you know, just a painting of my head region, you know. So it's just this like painting, this like, you know, bust painting of a four-year-old, and I was like super cute.
Oh, you're four.
I am currently four.
The painting you were four.
Yes.
I think we've established there's a painting of you.
Yeah.
And
I kind of don't know what to do. Do with it?
Yeah, for sure.
Because
no, totally.
It's
right
you.
There with you, dog.
Yeah.
Super. Yes.
Because like I feel like if I were living, you know, I'm living on my own for the first time. I feel like if I was living with like, you know, husband and kids, it could be like up there with the family portraits or whatever. But I'm just in an apartment.
No. Yes.
No.
By myself.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And I don't know that I'm gonna have any advice for you. I'm just like, yeah, dog. That's
just,
rough.
Like in.
What you've got is what we call a showpiece.
Ah.
And what that means is when someone visits you the first time, you have to take them into a room that's completely empty, except for a painting on the wall where you just stand in front of it and go, one day I'll get back there.
I think you're overestimating my rent budget where I can just have spare rooms.
You don't have a scary painting room? Sleep in your bathroom.
Ah, that's the solution.
Can you put the painting in the bathroom?
Like on the toilet, they have to confront it before they...
And you can write a little speech balloon that just says, nice.
I feel like that's disrespectful to the painting. Like, my brother-in-law did it. It's a nice painting. He did it. It was nice of him. It was a gift.
Oh, my God. Is he alive? Is he still with us?
Yes.
Okay.
Jesus.
Get him to... Well, I don't want... Cause
yeah, I got I'm, you.
Okay, preemptive. Get him to paint another one on the same picture of you behind you. Like... Now, today, looking on, like, so proud. You know what I mean? Like, oh, look, I did it.
Recursive paintings of myself forever.
I think you have to have a party where you unveil it to everybody.
Uh-huh.
And then, first of all, whoever sticks around, that's your real friends. But I'm thinking about it now, and like, fuck, dude, if I had something like this in, like, my first place where I was living by myself, and it was like... Let's go over to Griffin's place and hang out with this weird painting. That's fun. Like that, you could, if you can own, it's a hard needle to thread.
It's a hard...
Holy shit. Because like, if it goes, if you miss the needle hole, then you're fucking Kathy Bates in Misery or something. But if you can get it right in there, then you've got like the dopest prop comedy, like literally ever.
Here's a phrase you have to practice. Oh, that? Yes, practice that. Get the delivery of those two words down, and you're gonna.
But then you have like a holiday party at your place. You have like a holiday party, and you put like a little Santa hat cut out on top of it, and it can like transform with each like new thing. Super Bowl Sunday, like little
seasonal decorations on baby me painting.
Own it.
All right.
And then one day your friends come over, and the frame is empty, and you're like,
I don't know.
Oh. That'll right. fuck him up.
Yeah. That, oh, gotta get him real used to it.
Yeah.
So own
okay.
it.
Own it and own then it. Hide it.
And then hide it.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Glad we can help.
Yeah,
thank you.
Justin, you.
You pick one. I just did.
You just did.
Oh, I'll pick one.
Right.
Let's see. Wait, wait.
Wait, wait, wait.
Okay,
I was gonna pick one. We're so fucking bad at this. Just do something.
I'm coming over there. There's a hand right there.
Yes, yeah, so you pointed to yourself in the shirt.
Yes.
That's nothing. You can't just say in the shirt. You're all wearing shirts.
Everybody's got shirts in here. I hope.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good.
What's your name?
Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. How can we help?
So, I just got a present in the mail the other day from a not super close family friend. It's a coworker of my mom's, and she got me a pair of tap shoes.
What?
Are you shitting me?
I'm not shitting you. She sent me a pair of tap shoes in the mail. I've never tap danced. But I don't want to be a dick. What do I do?
Wait, this is an important question. Are these tap shoes brand new?
They are brand new in the box.
Holy shit!
What the fuck? This you know is... who would like these? Carrie. Why?
I don't know.
I just got that feeling.
Here's a bunch of clay. Why? I just think you'd be good at it. I don't know.
There's an old Kurt Vonnegut quote that random ass tap shoes are dancing lessons from God. And maybe this is a sign, you know? Like, maybe it's time for you to really take stock and say, like,
I
like that because maybe like, the family friend realizes something in you that you don't realize in yourself.
Like, so this is your
my mom's coworker, whom I've never met.
Maybe she came.
Whoa! How did she get your address?
From my mom.
Okay, wait a minute.
No, this is the question. How do I tell my mom not to give my address to her coworker?
Yeah. Maybe she saw a picture of you on a desk or something.
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe she saw a picture. What's your mom's name?
Kathy.
Kathy, listen. I'm looking at the picture of your daughter, and I'm going to tell you something.
Just one more question.
You're not going to believe me, but I'm going to tell you the one thing. Those are Tapper's Gamps. I'm looking at a curvature there on the calf. These are the Gams of a Tapper. I am sending her the shoes, Kathy. Do not try to talk me out of this.
Those are Tapper's legs, Kathy.
Let me ask you a question.
She'll Mama Rose you. You know she will. She's going to call you in a month.
Carrie, how are the tap shoes working out? You have the legs for it. Listen to me. Trust me on this one. There's a tap as
this is Deborah, by the way.
It's Deborah. Listen.
We haven't met.
I'm going to ask you a question I feel like I already know the answer to. You've definitely put these bad boys on, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, see? Yeah.
Like, wait. And?
And I suck at tap dancing.
Well, first.
But how do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Probably by pissing off my downstairs neighbors.
Yeah, definitely.
Nailed it.
Because I think about it now, like, it would be like, I get the box of tap shoes from a total rando, and I open it up, and Rachel would be like, are those tap shoes? And I'd be like, yeah. And she'd be like, who are they from? And they're, like, already on my feet. Like, who? I don't fucking know. Well, my dad's weird friends.
But I can't stop dancing. Oh, God, oh, God.
Who's Brian? I don't fucking know.
Watch me go.
I can tell you who Savion Glover is, though.
Me.
How was that?
That was awesome.
Good, good.
I'll take some tap lessons.
Yeah.
There you go. I think we have time for one more.
Yeah, we have time for like one more.
Who has a super good one?
Super good one.
Wait, okay, no, wait, hold on. Raising your hand up very high, still, very, like the highest. Stand up, and I want to tell you if it's you. Yes, it's you. Come on down. I got a good feeling about that. When you said super good, there was a lot of waving.
Okay.
Take your word for it.
Really good waving.
Yeah, no pressure. Super boots. Damn. Hi.
Hi, thanks. I did my best.
You did great.
What's your name?
Emma.
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 Yes.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay, so I live in a really big apartment building, and there's sort of a hallway. There's a hallway, and there's just me and one other person at the end of this hallway.
Okay.
And it's an old apartment building, lots of policies. We're not allowed to have pets.
Okay. Okay.
My neighbor has a secret dog.
Oh, shit.
I've heard it. I've seen it. I've seen them trying to hide the dog from me. What do I do?
Wait, hold on. I need a couple things. How big is the dog?
It's little. It's a small dog.
This could be anything. Give me the...
It's like the size of a bread box, yeah.
So they have a rectangular dog.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a... It's
is
like
the
a
dog
topia.
Quiet? Relatively quiet?
At night, yes. During the day, especially when I'm coming in and out for work, not really.
How absolute is your sense of justice, Judge Dredd? Because it sounds like it might be pretty absolute, maybe.
To Emma's credit, I felt like she was asking, how do I let them know that I'm cool with it? They don't have to hide.
How do you get some of that juice on the side? Like some of that hush money?
Hey, you know you're going to let me play with that dog on Saturdays. Don't even joke.
Like, can I, if since I know there's a dog, can I, like, go and be like, I won't tell them if you let me, like, hang out with it?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is exactly what I
Everybody, I want to paint a picture of the people at home. Literally every person in this theater was like, yes, that's fucking... Blackmail, my folks!
Do you know the only thing better than a dog, Griffin? The only thing sweeter than a dog?
A secret dog.
Every single person here was like, yeah, blackmail that fool. I don't care if it's like the most adorable blackmail ever.
It's blackmail.
It's definitely blackmail.
Gray male at best.
Oh, man.
So, I guess blackmail your neighbors is what we're saying.
Is it annoying? Is the dog... I had a secret dog once for like 4 days.
Your dog was no secret.
It was not a secret dog. It was... everybody knew about this dog, including my neighbors, who did bust us.
How old were you?
I was in college. It was rough stuff. It was a rough situation.
Emma, I got a good scam for you. Get a dog of your own. And then when the landlord's like, do you have a dog? You say... You didn't hear it from me. But I'm pretty sure they got a bread box dog over there.
Yeah, just don't blackmail him, I don't think.
I'm getting mixed messages here.
That's the fucking theme
don't
of the whole show. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Emma. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. All right, listen, Lincoln Theater, you've been great. Thank you so much. Thank you to Josh.
DC, you've been amazing.
DC, been so cool. I want to say a big thank you, first off, to Schmanners.
Yeah.
Schmanners. I want to say
thank you to Sawbones.
Woo!
Did you guys get a chance? If you didn't, we've got tour posters that are just... For this tour, today and tomorrow, we have them especially...
Tour.
There's two of them.
Yeah, it's a tour.
And they were done by Taylor Smurl, who you may know from Still Buffering.
Yeah.
It's so good.
They're amazing. If you haven't checked them out, I will spoil it. They're really great.
They're very good.
But those should be available outside. What else?
Anything else, fella?
Oh, thank you to Billions, who is our tour... You say? Yeah.
Thanks to John Roderick and all winners for the YouTube theme song. Yeah. It's a departure off the album today, but
it's a good one.
Thank you to you all. It's been a long time since we did a live show. It's been like
6 months
or so,
and
we're super nervous. And you guys have been like the
best.
Yeah,
it's very good. Very good. Thank you.
So every time when we wrap the show up, we have a final Yahoo, and then what we do is
on the next episode, we come back to it, we kind of talk about it. And Griffin has one of those right now, I think.
Yep. So I'm going to send him by Connor Cronin. Thank you, Connor. Really?
Connor!
Y'all are some jags sometimes, because I never know if it's real or not. Thanks for coming and everything.
But you're but jags
you kept me on my toes sometimes, jags. It's from it's a fun note to go out on, isn't it?
You guys are jerks. Anyways.
Thanks for coming out. It was raining.
Sure, by a poster.
We were sent by a poster. You bunch of jags. It's by Yahoo Answers user Amos John who asks, is Ferdinand Magellan the first to circumcise the earth?
Ah! I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Hi, are you a fan of Star Trek The Next Generation? Well, that's weird because it's a corny show. But my friends Ben Harrison and Adam Pranica do a lovely podcast about it. It's called The Greatest Generation and it's on MaximumFun.org. I thought that this podcast was a bad idea, but I was wrong. Please listen to The Greatest Generation on MaximumFun.org.